Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, here in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, if we work together, I know we can and will make this earth a much better place. During the first hour today, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., we interviewed Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington, who's coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next week. And in my opinion, Jerry, as I like to call him, is one of the world's most famous and interesting water scientists, because he goes into the mystical properties of water and the fact that water has memory. If you'd like, please come down to my Galactic Wisdom Conference on June 10, 11, and 12, and you'll be able to meet him. Also, next week on June 8th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., there will be a very special water ceremony to commemorate the visit of Dr. Masaru Emoto to the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia in 2010. Before he passed away in 2014, Dr. Emoto was one of the world's most spiritual men, people. And afterwards, on June 8th, next week, there will be a special potluck at Tumwater Falls Park. There is an energy vortex there, I've been told. And so it should be very, very, very interesting. The water ceremony is being sponsored by the City of Olympia, and I want to thank them so much for their support of Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Emoto's wonderful work. The event is free and open to the public, so please come down. During the second hour, we'll be interviewing two wonderful psychic healers and mediums named Teresa Carroll and Carolyn White, who does aura photography. They are incredibly interesting psychics and healers, and I'm sure you'll enjoy their interviews. All three people on today's show will be at my Galactic Conference, Wisdom Conference in Olympia on June 10, 11, and 12. The cost for the conference is $197, with the first day Friday, June 10th, is free. The website is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and I hope you can all come. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program and supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Marco in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, the Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington, and the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma. The Crystal Voyage Bookstore will be at my conference as well, and we are also looking for sponsors and advertisers on the show, because any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 70 countries. I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. Finally, I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of the show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project in Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, especially my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. Finally, I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for the last 22 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is very high. And if you're interested in getting in touch with your angels or spirit guides, or be happy to teach you how to do it, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can also be reached at 509-750-9793, or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. Quickly, this Sunday, June 5th, if you are in the Olympia area, Tacoma area, I will be giving a presentation from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with messages from some great spirits, including Professor Albert Einstein, U.S. President John F. Kennedy, his brother, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Leonardo da Vinci, and Nostradamus. So if you are in the area, it's by donation only, but please come down. It's at the Triad Theater in Yum from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Yelm's approximately 25 minutes away from Olympia. The program is supported entirely by donations, and I hope you can support our program. Finally, I wanted to thank everyone for supporting this radio program. Our purpose of our program is to make this world a better place, and with your support, I know we can make this planet a far better and much happier place. And with that, I'd like to introduce my first guest today, Carolyn White, who's a very interesting psychic and a medium, and a healer, too. I've known Carolyn for several years, and she attended my Galactic Wisdom Conference last year. She has written several fascinating books, including Chakra Mastery, Seven Keys to Discover Your Inner Wisdom, another book entitled Think it, say it, use your words to change your life. And finally, color me healthy, wealthy, and wise, transforming your life with colors and crystals. And with that, I think I've said enough, Carolyn. And you're a PhD, so I should call you Dr. White or Carolyn? What would you like?
Well, you could call me Carolyn. A lot of people call me Dr. Carolyn.
Okay.
Carolyn works, and I'm very honored to be here today, Tim.
Well, it's so nice to have you here. So nice to have you here. Now, tell me a little bit about your background for people who aren't familiar with how you do what you do today.
Well, ever since I've been little, I've always been aware of energies. Mm-hmm. When I was in my crib, I would talk to, I would see energy forms, and I would talk to them, which kind of drove my parents nuts late at night.
Uh-huh.
And it's been something that when I was quite young, I didn't know what to make of it. I didn't have any guidance. And I grew up in the 50s. Mm-hmm. So when when I got out of university, I decided to pursue esoteric studies. I learned about astrology. I learned about hermeticism. Mm-hmm. And through the years, been very interested in pursuing all of those things. And back then, in the early 70s, there really wasn't internet. So any place that I ever went, I had to go to a large city on the coast. I lived in San Francisco, the wonderful bookstores there. And my whole knowledge and my mentors, I basically looked for ones that were pure of heart and were of the light. And it just kept learning and studying and learning and experimenting. And finally, about 12 years ago, we were in Southern California, and I was working on my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And I came into contact with modern technology to help people see auras and chakras. And so to me, this was wonderful because I could see energy around people and I could learn how to understand it. But with this computer system, I was able to share the experience with the person that was sitting next to me. Mm. So that was transformational. And then since then, my husband Jerry and I have been doing a number of Auran chakra imaging events, working with people, and I call myself the chakra coach because my whole aim in this life is to be of service, to help people understand their inner wisdom. And that, to me, is what coaching is all about, is to give them information to do that.
Well, one thing I would like to acknowledge is Jerry, Carolyn's wonderful husband, is in the studio, and I didn't want to forget about you. Jerry, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. I realized that I hadn't introduced you before, so sorry for my faux pas. It's nice to have you here. Well, I wanted to ask you, we often meet for coffee because we live very close to each other in the Olympia area. And some of the conversations that I have with both you, Carolyn, and your wife and your husband, Jerry, are some of the most interesting conversations I think I've ever had. Because you bring in spirits and read my and often tell me what my color of my chakra looks like that I can't see because I'm just so personal. So what do you see today, and do you see my Japanese friend?
You're 1300 AD Japanese friend, Japanese warrior friend. When he comes in, he's around you. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Oh, wonderful.
As I mentioned earlier, you do have a lot of blue coming in. I see that around in your energy field. I'm mostly looking above your head. And usually blue is all about communication.
Mm-hmm.
Blue is about, it's a heart energy. It's an energy of service.
Mm-hmm.
When your warrior friend comes in, he has more of a golden reddish tone to him and his energy field. And right now, he's more kind of standing off there, just kind of giving you a really good support today.
Oh, good. That's beautiful.
Good
That's
energy.
Beautiful. I know where he's from, actually. I met him last November when I was in Tokyo, and I went to a beautiful shrine called the Nitti Shrine. And if I remember correctly, I'm asking him to help me remember the details. He's a little bit like Moses in Japanese history in the sense that he saved his people from destruction by opening up the sea in the Sea of Japan so that they could escape to this island offshore, because there was apparently another army that was going to kill him. But they got to safety. And one of the interesting things is that when I met him at this beautiful shrine in North Tokyo last November, he asked me to keep doing prayers for Fukushima because Fukushima needed help, and I asked him what I could do, and he continued to say that. So what I'd like to do is to say a prayer right now for Fukushima and ask everyone around the world to please send love and light not only to Fukushima but also to the Emoto Peace Project, to Michiko Hayashi, the director, as well as Hiro Emoto, the director of the Emoto office, and Dr. Yasuo Ninmoto and Mrs. Emoto as well, because they were doing such wonderful work. And this is Dr. Emoto's favorite prayer he would do for water. And when you say it, it's a very simple little prayer. Just send lots of love and light to Fukushima around Japan so they can clean up the radiation. I've also been in contact since last summer with the Galactic Alliance, and they said that this is a planet of free will, but if you ask them for help to clean up the radiation, they will step in and clean up radiation. So I'd like to do this as a dual prayer, not only sending love and light to Fukushima and Japan, but also, too, with a request to the Galactics to come in and clean up more of the radiation, because it's still a problem, but I know that with their help, they said they've been cleaning it up. So if we could say this three times briefly now, I think that would be really important. First line is, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
So we'll do this again twice. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And finally, once more, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. And with that, I just got the message from my galactic friends and my warrior friend that's done more to clean up all the radiation from Fukushima than TEPCO's done in 5 or 6 years. So I know they try, but they don't really know what to do. But but the lesson, I think, from Fukushima is that we need spiritual answers for a lot of the world's problems.
Yes.
And the spiritual answers will provide lasting relief to what's going on there. But please continue. I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, one of the things in the work that both Jerry and I do is making people aware of their higher vibrational energy.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way that what we're doing, what we're living the life of light, love, energy, kindness, forgiveness, compassion, is the same thing that Dr. Emoto was teaching about water.
That's true.
Because water, when loving, positive thoughts were radiated to water, the crystals were beautiful.
That's right. They were.
When you think about us as human beings, that we are anywhere from 50 to 75% water.
Right.
If we live a life of high vibration, if we live in our heart, in love, then guess what's going to happen? We are going to be like beautiful crystals of water.
That's right. We are.
So this, in a way, it all, a lot of us that are on the spiritual path and of the light, we're all coming from it at a different angle because there's different methods of teaching. There's different ways of communication.
Sure.
And the thing is that we're all after the same thing.
Absolutely.
We're all after the same objective.
And at the end of this hour, the song I'll be playing, or I've asked Eric to play, is called Imagine by John Lennon. That's a very profound song because I think we are all one.
We are,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. And when we realize that, we'll lose any kind of incentive to maybe have anger against anybody else or perpetuate wars or attack countries or whatever. Because basically, if we're all one and one country attacks another, or does harm to somebody, does harm to someone else, we're basically doing harm to ourselves.
Exactly.
We're attacking ourselves, which is insane. Doesn't make any sense at all. So.
Well, and that's another thing, too, with with energy. And this is something that I learned from mentors many years ago in my esoteric studies. If we radiate out an energy, and our thoughts are what propel that energy out, the emotion, energy in motion.
Right.
When we think these thoughts and radiate these vibrations of peace, love, prosperity, abundance, then they you are actually become an attractor field, and you attract these things back into your life.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I think that is, you know, and it isn't something that is, as I tell my different clients, it's not anything that has to be a grandiose. It's every little moment. Anything that you can do, you can say, you can think at any moment during the day. It doesn't have to be going to an ashram or taking any big program. It's your thoughts. Any thought that you have is what I like to call is following that higher vibratory path.
I agree. Totally. Just totally. Just totally. You know, you do beautiful work, and I also wanted to ask you about your aura photography. What kinds of things do you see when you photograph someone's auras?
What happens, we see the basic, what their basic, I would call it, personality field, personality color that they're attracting at this particular moment in time. That doesn't change quite as fast as the chakras, which we also photograph. We can see the energy that they are attracting into them, and we can see what the person is radiating out. The colors, and each color, like each chakra, has what I call an archetypal energy to it. So there's certain meanings to what the colors look like, where they are. We also, with the aura photography, we do the image of the chakras. And the chakras are, they're constantly changing. I mean, we've seen some very dramatic things happen with people when they work with energy, different modalities. There was one time we many years ago when our granddaughter was probably about a year and a half, we were doing a family aura photo. And seeing how the energies of the family intermingled. And it was going along just fine until our year-and-a-half-old granddaughter decided to reach for the computer screen, the keyboard, and her mother was like, drew her hand back, and all of a sudden she just started crying. She was unhappy. Red just flooded the entire image. And through the years, we have seen how thoughts, how crystals, how sound can impact a person's energy field.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. I'm sure you're familiar with Carillion photography.
Yes.
Carillion photography. Because I remember when I was going to school many years ago at Berkeley, I ran across it, and I saw this book. It was fascinating, Carol. They had they did like a happily married couple, husband and wife, and they put both of their hands right next to each other, and the colors merged. And then another photograph they showed of a like a father and a son who were arguing all the time, and their colors did not merge. Have you seen that, and does that show up in the auras as well?
Oh, definitely, definitely. A lot of times we'll have, if we have a pet around, a dog or a cat, we'll have the person sitting there with, and let back up here, how we get the colors. There is a sophisticated biosensor that measures the microvoltages in the palm of the hand.
Interesting.
In the palm of the left hand.
Wow.
And what these microvoltages are keyed to the meridians, the major meridians, and each meridian is associated with a chakra.
Interesting.
So what we've had in the past, we've seen people when they have been, they've had their hand on the sensor and we're watching it because it is a in real time a video. We can see the energy moving.
Right.
When a pet comes in to their energy field, most of the time it brings green in because there's such a balance and love with an animal.
Beautiful.
We've done husband and wife, mother and child,
mm-hmm.
and then shown them separately as well as putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a love there and a good relationship, we'll see the colors merging. So it is quite phenomenal that, and it just points out when people see this on the screen, I mean, they can actually witness this.
I have to ask you this question, and this is, I think, a really interesting question. Let's say you have a couple, mm-hmm. and one of them says to the other, I love you. Can you see the red? Can you see the pink, the love coming across in the energy fields?
Usually we can see an increase in the heart chakra.
Okay.
A lot of times, yes, pink is a color of love.
Mm-hmm.
What I will see more often than not is in the crown chakra,
mm-hmm.
I will see pink there because to them it's a very spiritual, loving energy that the two people have
beautiful.
Together.
Beautiful.
So there is a relationship and the color is can be on the communication level. You can see a very deep blue going between the hearts of these people.
Now, another question, too, I have to mm-hmm. ask you. Let's say one person's in the United States and then somebody's around the world on the
yes.
other side of the planet. Can that chakra, if someone is sending love to the person on the other side of the planet, does that chakra extend 10,000 miles? Can it go anywhere in the universe?
The energy, it depends on your thoughts.
Okay.
Because energy flows where attention goes. And it is like the concept of distance healing.
Uh-huh.
That when one is beyond the third density or third dimension, one can transcend space and time and be with that other person. So, your thoughts are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's thoughts are powerful. And so with the thoughts, if you are thinking, focusing, and your attention is flowing to that other person,
mm-hmm.
then on a non-third density level, on fifth, sixth, seventh, that yes, there is a connection there.
Hmm. Fascinating.
So that, it's the same, like I said, it's the same principle as distance healing, working with someone over thousands of miles, there is a connection there.
Now, I want to bring that one step further to
yes.
something totally out of this world, because Dolores Cannon was a really wonderful psychic, American psychic, before
yes.
she passed away I think it was September last year in
yes.
a car accident. And I've read her books, and I've met her before, and she did a reading for me, an incredible reading once about back in 96, mm-hmm. where she went ahead 100 years. I didn't ask her, but she bumped me from 1996 to 2096 as to what I was doing. Now, she was able to transmit, go through time and space to
mm-hmm.
look into the future to any part of the universe. And she said, I still remember the image. I was in a Pleiadian spacecraft orbiting planet Earth, looking down at the planet. I had this blue jumpsuit on, and there were other people next to me, including a woman with long blonde hair. I didn't see her face, but it was fascinating because I could see the planet. And everything had calmed down, and the Earth was very peaceful. That was in 2096, mm-hmm. and I know I'm from the Pleiades, but it's amazing. I think during the last hour, I read a letter from Professor Albert Einstein to his daughter Listel back in the early 50s, where he said mm-hmm. that love was really the most important
mm-hmm.
and powerful force in the universe. So that was asking about if you've seen that people's
yes.
Heart chakras going way out.
Oh,
In the photography.
And this is Matthias giving a little bit of his, he's my non-corporeal mentor.
Oh,
saying
hello, Matthias.
That anything, you know, we tend to look at past lives, but there's also future lives.
Ah, interesting.
And so we as third density or three-dimensional human beings tend to put things in a box and categorize them at just as you can have a memory of something that happened in the past,
mm-hmm.
you can also touch the future.
Mm, fascinating.
And learn about anything in the future. So it's there isn't any difference between a future life and a past life on that beyond the space and time
That's
incredible. Because there is no time.
Because there is no time.
That's what I've learned, too. I've heard, anyway, that we exist in a third dimension, mm-hmm. and there's a total of like 12 dimensions where the Supreme Being resides. But each dimension has a different, it has a different physicality, if you will.
Yeah.
And, which is just as real as this physicality.
Exactly. And I get this question all the time, and Matthias has answered when people say, well, how come you don't see the headline, you know, psychic wins, you know, $1 million lottery? It's because where Matthias is, and uh-huh. he said he's in the fifth density, he's had this earth walk,
uh-huh.
and he says, and his density says there is no such thing as time, money, relevance. He said that he could give you numbers for a lottery, and it may happen tomorrow, or it may happen years in the future, or it may happen in the past.
Well, that's true. That's true. It could happen at any time, actually.
Exactly. So it is one of those things that we're in our third density life here. We right. are binding ourselves by space. We are put limits on ourselves. We put ourselves in a box.
That's true. Well, I wanted to, our next guest will be Teresa Carroll, and I want to ask you to please stay in the studio.
Sure.
And I want you to be here listening to Teresa, and if you have extra thing to say, to please to chime in. But I think what I'd like to do for the last, perhaps maybe last 10 minutes of the hour to take calls would be kind of fun.
Sure.
We won't have time for many calls, but I'll throw out the number now, and then you're welcome to call in beginning at about 3:50 p.m. The toll-free number here, if you're in Western Washington, is 1-888-298-5569, and the studio line here is 425-373-5527. And with that, I'd like to bring in Teresa Carroll, who's a wonderful psychic and a healer. And she's coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, Teresa. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling awesome. Thank you so much.
Did those healing techniques help that I gave you yesterday for your back?
Oh, yeah, they worked wonders. It was amazing. I was sharing some of them with some other people today. But, yes, I'm feeling great.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yesterday, Teresa's lower back was giving her some pain, so I gave her some healing techniques I learned from my friends in the inner earth. Also, too, if you visualize golden light around an area that has pain, that's God's light, and it'll help bring rejuvenation and take away pain as well. So, and anyway, well, Teresa, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You know, our friends Carolyn and Jerry White here are in the studio with us.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing marvelous. I'm glad to hear that the golden light's working for you.
Yes. And hello, Jerry.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Oh, fabulous. It's been a great day.
Oh, good, good. I'm so glad. Well, Teresa, you've been doing this a long time, haven't you? I think you've been doing this, at least since the 80s?
Yes, I started in 1985.
Uh-huh.
It was not something I had chosen to do. I had a major vision. I had been told by the doctor that I had cancer of the colon.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That it looked really bad for me, and that I was probably going to have a colostomy. And I did some prayer work and just really, you know, kind of called God on the carpet,
uh-huh.
if you can imagine. And
mm-hmm.
I had this vision, and in this vision I was told that if I chose to heal, I would heal, and I would have an extraordinary life.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
So here it is. That was 35 years ago, and here I am, alive and well, and I can tell you about my extraordinary life.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm so glad that you're here today, Teresa. I really am. I really am. You know, I have to ask you, Carolyn and Jerry live real close to me in Olympia, so we go out often, have coffee, and have the most fascinating psychic conversations.
Yeah.
And they always tell me about my auras and what colors they see, and they see my spirit guides around me. I'm just curious, do you see anything around me today?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of silver light, and I feel like you've made a commitment to yourself to be very, very straightforward and very honest about what you're dealing with right now, it's almost as if there's a need to communicate in a way that people really hear you and don't get confused or concerned. And it's really pretty. It's a bright silver light that I see around here.
Oh, how lovely, how lovely. Well, I was mentioning this to Carolyn and Jerry earlier, that I visited a beautiful shrine called the Nidhi Shrine in North Tokyo last November. And while I was there, it's a shrine to a famous Japanese warrior. I believe it was, he's telling me it was 1353 AD, where he's like Moses, but he parted the ocean outside Japan so his people could escape to this island and they could save being destroyed by this other army. But he asked me to do work for Fukushima. So we did a water prayer earlier this hour for that.
But oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and which is really nice. And of course, Dr. Modo comes through to me as well. You're one of the best healers I know, Teresa, and you're very loving and kind. And that energy really comes through too when you give a reading and you help people. You really, there's a lot of heart energy that I pick up when I talk to you. A lot of loving and a lot of giving too.
Well, thank you. I've kind of learned that everybody has difficulties in their life, and we can either add to their trauma and their drama, mm-hmm. or we can add to their wellness. And a long time ago, I decided I wanted to be a better person, not a bitter person,
mm-hmm.
and that regardless of what was going on with anyone, I would add to their wellness and their sense of sweet niceness to life. And I know it sounds kind of mm-hmm. Pollyanna, but it's mm-hmm. like what I've seen of life has been harsh. And I realized in order to make life joyful, we have to make it a choice.
My friend Carolyn wants to say something. She's here in the studio. Is that okay, Teresa? If she could make a comment on that?
That's perfect.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Teresa, I love you for saying that, because in the work that I've done over the years, I couldn't agree with you more. I look for, everyone has a gem in them. Everyone has that light, that spark. And for you to, I really appreciate the work that you do, because it's all about that heart-centered energy and finding, it's like finding the diamond in the rough in everyone that I know that I work with. So bless you for your work.
Well, thank you for that. And I know we've met several times, but I look forward to seeing more of you at the conference.
Yes, for sure. We're going to be on Saturday, Sunday?
I think Sunday, but I did some changes. But anyway, yeah, if you come for the whole, you'll see them both.
We'll be there.
Okay.
You'll be there.
I'll be there for the whole conference.
Wonderful, wonderful, Teresa. Well, I wanted to tell everyone out there, too, that next Friday we'll be broadcasting live from the conference and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle Pacific Time. And I'll be bringing everyone on for a big panel discussion. And then afterwards, we'll also have a panel discussion mm-hmm. about the meaning of life, why we're here, and what's people think in store for the future. That'll be from about 4:15 p.m. to about 6 p.m. From 6 to 7 p.m., Teresa, not to overload us, but we'll have a free raffle drawing for 10 readings. We'll split among us. And then beginning at about 7 or 7:30, I'll show two famous films from Japan by Tetsushiro Tori, on how the Japanese are using what's called EM, or effective microorganisms, to clean up the radiation in the soils around Fukushima. And it's been very successful, where they've cleaned up to 90% of the radiation in the soil around
wow.
Fukushima. And, you know, you think about Hanford over here in eastern Washington, where there's places that are very radioactive because of the activity back there. We could do the same thing here, and it's cheap, very inexpensive. The microorganisms actually feed off the radioactivity, and then they transform it into something harmless and organic. I mean, what more could you ask for? And it's during my first hour, I interviewed Professor Jerry Pollock, the University of Washington, famous water scientist. And I mentioned that to him, and he said, ah, but you have to run into the scientific establishment, because it's not the fact that this technology or these new solutions won't work. It's the fact that you have people stuck in old paradigms who've gotten PhDs that may be stuck in the 19th or 17th centuries, and they're not open to new ideas. And the problem is not the new technology, because it does exist to solve the world's problems. The problem is that people are stuck in these old paradigms, hundreds of years old, that aren't open to new ideas. So it's a psychological barrier to actually solving the world's problems.
Well, I understand that, and I get that, because when I became intuitive, everyone in my life pretty much rejected and shut me out. But one by one, over the last 30 years, people have had experiences that have opened their mind, and one by one, the people that most strongly rejected me have all returned to me and now are very ready to hear. So I think the important thing that I'm saying here is just, you know, hold everybody in prayer, tell them what you can, and then let them do what they need to do. In time, Spirit will bring them back to a better place.
Well, I can't agree with you more. One of the people that you'll be meeting there this next weekend is a gentleman named Colonel Billy Woodard, who's the former base commander of Area 51 in Nevada. He's an unusual man. His family lineage actually is not from this outer earth. He's from the hollow earth. And he's in touch, constant touch with his family, mother and father there. And they're the ones who taught me the healing techniques, which helped you yesterday.
Oh, great. I look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have some conversations which are simply out of this world when you're there. And contain also much galactic wisdom. I wanted to tell everyone, too, if you're low income, broke, don't have any money, or a student, the first day's Friday is free. You can come down. The only thing you have to pay for is get there. And actually, I wanted to tell you, too, for those of you who don't have a car, you can actually take public buses all the way there. And if you go from Seattle down to Olympia down to the conference, it takes you a couple hours, but it costs about $7, give or take. And the bus number, once you finally reach Olympia, is bus number 62B, and ask them to take you to the Washington RV Event Center at 9101 Stillicum Road. And if you need directions, just send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. For those who are flying into the Seattle airport, the same applies. It costs about $7 one way to get down there. And if you do get stranded, I'd be happy to pick you up as well if you get down to Olympia by bus. But it's not very expensive to get down there. That's one of the reasons I chose this venue, because it is located on public transportation. Teresa, I was going to ask you, I wanted to hear you hear a beautiful story of how you've been able to help people with either get in touch with a loved one who's passed on, or a healing story, if you could share that with us.
Well, I think right now I am experiencing the most beautiful love story that I have ever heard of, and I will probably write it.
Oh, wonderful.
A gentleman came to me several years ago because his wife had passed, and he asked me if I would talk to her, and he has continued to come back.
Teresa, could you speak up, please? We're losing you there, my friend.
Okay. So he has come to me once a month since her death and talk to her.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
And we have gone through the evolution of what she has experienced and what she becomes aware of and how she transcends herself. And I think the most important thing that has come from this is that how we live in this world, because in this world we're conscious, but in the other realities we're often in a higher conscious or transcended consciousness, which is an infinite of knowing all and not having focus, but having total collective knowing. And so what we experience here, we can remember and replay and relive, and it adds to our wisdom and our evolving as human beings. And it's just the things that she has taught me and the things that she has shared have been just extraordinary. And how love is this wonderful link that keeps us all connected throughout eternity.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. So there's, and I think the bottom line lesson from that, it sounds like there's no such thing as death either.
Exactly. Well, I think most of us that have had a spiritual experience just have that inner knowing. But just to go through... And she's told us about a couple of people that were about to die, which we were may have died, in reality, they've just gone through what we would call a dimensional doorway,
mm-hmm.
kind of like in the way the body functions, the oxygen going from the lungs through the blood system and into the liver.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going into another realm or reality that is simultaneous with ours. And
mm-hmm.
it's just an extraordinary awareness when you hear all this,
mm-hmm.
To be able to see that no one ever really dies. They
mm-hmm.
just go to another place.
Beautiful.
They change clothes.
Exactly.
That was Jerry. Yeah, they change clothes. Isn't that funny? It's true, though. I know that when my dad passed away in March of 99, my foster mother, who was a master psychic, she used to do police work for the Seattle Police Department and others finding missing and lost children. She put me in touch with them right away, and it's been such a beautiful experience to be able to talk to him, because I talk to him every day now, pretty much every day now, and he's never left. And he said he'd be waiting for me when I pass over. So for those of you who have lost a loved one, a good psychic can help.
Mm-hmm.
They can really help you get in touch with the other side. And I know sometimes you run into skeptical people out there,
mm-hmm.
but the proof's in the pudding, so that if you sit in front of a psychic, give them a try. If they read your mind and tell you everything that's on your mind and give you answers that only you could know, then you know you've got a good psychic helping you out.
Oh.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
One of the interesting phenomenons that we've seen at different psychic fairs
uh-huh.
is, say, a person will go to Teresa and will get a reading, and then they will come over and we'll do an aura and chakra photo, and
mm-hmm.
I give them a reading, and then they go to someone else, and then they come back and they say, have you been talking to so-and-so, or have you been talking to Teresa there? She said the same thing that you did, and they said the same thing over here that you did. Is this a conspiracy, guys?
No.
And I have had that happen a number of times, where somebody will come uh-huh. back over to the booth and just say, you guys must be talking to one another.
Oh, that's funny.
Like we have time to do that. We're so busy.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And that just, I think, though, that just shows the interconnectedness that we all have, and that we can all tap into that. And
that's right.
When you have someone that, again, it's pure of heart,
right.
that has the best intentions, the highest intentions, that we can access that information. And so you get these people saying, how come you guys, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, I'm so happy you're both coming to the conference next week, and they'll be available. You can talk to them yourself on Friday and be eligible for a free reading. And then, of course, they'll be giving presentations on Saturday and Sunday as well. We're getting, this panel here is opening up, is lighting up like a Christmas tree with all the calls coming in for readings, but we don't have a lot of time. Teresa and Carolyn, would it be all right if we took our first caller for a few minutes for a quick reading, or would
you? That'd be great.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Naomi first. She's been so patient waiting here for at least 13 to 15 minutes. Naomi, hi. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Fine. Fine. Go ahead and ask your questions, and we'll be happy to answer them briefly.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes. I keep it under control through medication. But I want to know where it came. You know, that's the one thing about using conventional doctors. They can't tell you what the root cause is, you know, and deal with it from that end. You know, they just, oh, you've got diabetes, take this medicine, take that medicine. And they don't really give you an answer. And I know that partially it has to be something spiritual. I'm sorry, you're here. I'm outside.
That's okay.
That it has to be, there's a spiritual something to this lesson or something, and I'm just trying to tap into it and see what that is.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let Teresa go first and then Carolyn briefly.
Okay. Well, Naomi, welcome. You're such a sweet, sparkly person. You're just really pizzazzy. And you don't take guff off anybody. There's just a delightful, no-nonsense, I got attitude kind of personality with you. And
I can barely hear her.
Well, the reason we get cancer, or I should say diabetes, is because we need more sweetness in life. Mm-hmm. You're very giving and very sweet, but it seems that because you're so giving, you draw to you people that are often a little withholding, and it seems sometimes that you're drained of all the sweetness because of so many people in need.
Okay.
Well, what an interesting answer. And I want to go to Carolyn as well. We don't have a lot of time, but go ahead, Carolyn.
The thing that I was picking up, the sacral chakra, one of the issues with that is the pancreas, the spleen. And one thing that I sense, too, that with the heart chakra is that you are a very giving person and you're overgiving. The sacral chakra also has to deal with relationships with others. And it is. It's a sweet spot in your life. So are you doing things that are creative? Are you doing things to please other people? Are you taking time to really love yourself? And I would also suggest is finding a naturopath and also someone that can counsel you on diet and nutrition, what food that you're putting into your body.
Okay.
And also, too, we've got another caller. I want to take those as well quickly before we end our program. If you can come down to the conference, you'll be able to see how the huddle machines work, too,
mm-hmm.
because every physical cause also is in theory, is a vibrational cause as well, where the vibration's not quite right. And if you can correct that through the huddle therapy, and Dr. Moda was able to help 10,000 people before he passed away in 2014, you know, it'd be really, really good for you. But thank you so much for coming on the show,
hey, thank
Naomi.
Thank you, Naomi.
And you have a beautiful day there. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, our next caller is in Gina in Bremerton. And Gina, thank you so much for being so patient and waiting for us.
Hi. I want to know what's wrong with me.
What's wrong with you? Okay. Well,
made you show up.
Maybe you could help us a little bit. What do you sense?
What's wrong with me?
Could you please speak up? We can't
hear
you.
What's wrong with me, please?
Okay. Is it? I'll give this to Carolyn.
I don't know if it's a soul thing, it's a physical thing. I just don't. Perhaps they can give me some input. What do they see as a major thing?
Okay, Carolyn, why don't you take this call, then we'll go with Teresa.
Thanks.
Okay. I don't know if you were listening earlier. It's all about your thoughts and your vibrational energy. That the question should be, the question needs to be, is what is right with me? Every day, think of three things that you can appreciate about yourself and start with that vibration. Because sometimes I've, with depression, that it's like you're living in the past with guilt and you're living concurrently in the future with anxiety. And so it's like these two forces are pulling you and you're kind of in the middle there with this tug of war. So be present in the present and just start with your thoughts. Think, what is right with me? What do I appreciate about myself? Mm-hmm. What is good in my life? And that would be without talking to you and looking at your on the Auron chakra imaging. That is my first gift to you.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Carolyn and Teresa.
What was her first name, please?
Gina.
Gina's.
G-I-N-A.
Well, Gina, the first thing that I got was exactly what Carolyn said, is that you're focusing on what is wrong instead of what's right. So do shift the thoughts. But I also see that there's some sort of problem with your thyroid, which may be causing you a sense of lethargy and a sense of lack of energy. I would encourage you to see a medical professional, and I'm sure they've probably gone through things with you, but also a naturopath, and really look at what you can do to bring up your hormone levels, which regulate the thyroid and some of the other glands, and maybe even seaweed, kelp, things like that to kind of re-stimulate it. I do feel like in 2018 they're going to find that there is a specific thing that has been causing a state of almost biochemical depression with you, and that you may be changing your diet to be able to regulate that. And then I feel you'll be feeling a lot better and a lot more active.
Say 2016, they'll be finding what?
They'll be finding that there's a biochemical, something needs to be adjusted.
Imbalance
in your body. And once they find what the biochemical imbalance is, Gina, then you'll be able to remedy it simply by sticking to certain foods and avoiding other foods.
Yeah, you need to really see a naturopathic person that is trained, even traditional Chinese medicine, to see what is going on with the meridians and the circulation of your energy.
You need to find someone who's alternative medicine to help you out, because mm-hmm. traditional medicine mm-hmm. probably won't be able to help you the way you
right.
really need to be helped. So that's...
Carolyn or the other?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn here.
That's Carolyn.
You're
there.
You're very yeah. helpful. Thank you very much.
And if you can make it down to Olympia for our conference on June 10th, you'll be able to meet her in person, and it's a free day there.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. My
Bye.
Pleasure.
Blessings, Gina.
Blessings, Gina. Take care. Well, that's wonderful. We've got a couple minutes left, and Teresa, I wanted to give you a minute or two to wrap up your wonderful interview today, and thank you so much for coming on, and then we'll move on to Teresa here. Oh, sorry, move on to Carolyn. Sorry.
Did you have something else you wanted to ask me?
Yes, I wanted to ask you, what's the most amazing healing story you've ever had, by the way? I remember you talked about getting in touch with someone who's passed on, but also a healing story if you have one.
One of the things that I think is really extraordinary is that I do a technique which is a medical technique. It's called BEST, B-E-S-T,
mm-hmm.
and it means bioenergetic synchronization technique. And it was taught by a Dr. Mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a lot of anxiety and a lot of emotional grief that I was not moving through. And my chiropractor did a BEST treatment on me, and it was just very, very phenomenal. I immediately stopped feeling the negativity, the sense of emotional despair, and I was so impressed. That's been about 12 years now that I went out and I took the training and added it to the things that I do, because I could see how sometimes we just get so far under it we can't get above it.
Sure.
And I've been using it with the GIs coming home from the war.
Oh,
and
nice.
Within two or three treatments, it seems to really help knock out the post-traumatic stress.
Oh, that's beautiful, Teresa. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry to cut you short, my friend. We've only got about a minute and a half left.
Okay, well, goodbye. But
No, please stay on. Stay on until the end.
I look forward to seeing you at the expo.
Wonderful, at the conference. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, I want to give another minute to Carolyn here.
Well, I'm looking forward to the conference. A lot of wonderful energy there. And I think to take away from this day is to remember that the most powerful energy in this world, in the universe, is love.
I agree.
Radiate love. And that's not, it's a love that is an unconditional love.
Right. I couldn't say more. Thank you. Thank you.
All you need is love. John Lennon.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And with that, I'd like to play this song, Imagine, by John Lennon. And I hope to see you all next week, June 10, 11, and 12, in Olympia, Washington, Galactic Wisdom Conference. And also on June 8th, Michiko Hayashi, in a special water ceremony between 6 and 7 p.m. in downtown Olympia. I hope you all have a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend. And hope to see you next weekend. Take care, everyone.